The lockdown at Collins Correctional last month was one example, says Nyiscoba's James Miller, of the deteriorating work environment the state has not addressed.
Nyiscoba has voiced the membership concerns to the state and docs time and time again about the ongoing violence as a result of HALT, the mandatory overtime, the lack of work-life balance for the members, and that basically led to the brink of what occurred on February 17th.
As far as termination letters being sent out?
That's one thing we don't have. Docs obviously is in control of those letters that are being sent out. They also have an idea of what number of officers are continuing to strike and what number of officers have returned to work. We don't have those particular numbers yet.
Does Miller believe talks are at an impasse? Find out online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.